Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Health and Family Welfare Minister Paiwang Konyak credits Kayakalp initiative as a boost to communities' involvement in health units. Duensang District Hospital gets Kayakalp Award 2022-23 for state's best district hospital. Drug Control Administration come Nagaland Drug Laboratory Office inaugurated at Kohima. Conservator of Forest N. Sentil Kumar stresses on the need for collaboration to protect unique ecosystem. And Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Tsuvise Pochi issues directive to all government employees to prepare for Lok Sabha 2024 election duty. Now the news in detail. Duensang District Hospital has received the Kayakalp Award 2022-23 for the best government district hospital in Nagaland. Duensang District Hospital also received the Eco-Friendly Award. Meanwhile, CHC Apuimon packed the Best Community Health Centre category and the Best Primary Health Centres were given to Chuchuimlang, Tening, Ruzazo, Chunglika, Changlangshu, Aguluto, Perima, Likimro, Niro and Chesore. Mopungchukit Health and Wellness Centre Sub-Centre was awarded the Best Health and Wellness Centre in the state, including 10 Health and Wellness Centres Sub-Centres of the districts. For the Kayakalp Award 2021-22, Dimapur District Hospital backed the first, followed by Duensang District Hospital and Gifre District Hospital. While Imkong Lipa Memorial District Hospital Mukukchung received the Eco-Friendly Award 2021-22. Under the Kayakalp Award 2021-22 and 2022-23, a total of 118 health units comprising of district hospitals, CHCs, PHCs, HWC and UPHCs received commendations. A felicitation program for Kayakalp awardees 2021-22 and 2022-23 was held at the Directorate, Kohima today. Speaking at the program, Health and Family Welfare Minister Paiwang Konyak credited the Kayakalp initiative in the state as a boost to communities' involvement in the activities of the health units, be it in social work, contribution in cash and kind towards the improvement and upkeep of the health facilities. He said over the years, the success of this initiative have hinged on the improvement of the public health services in terms of cleanliness of public hospitals, infection prevention control, and thus created demand generation towards the public health institutions from the beneficiaries and also enhanced the commitment of the service providers. Lauding all the awardees of the 163 health units for their commendable job, the health minister made an appeal to all health workers to continue working relentlessly towards the betterment of the public health service. He also appealed the community for their continued support towards the medical department, as health is everyone's concern, and called upon all to work towards improving the state's health scenario so that one day it can become a model for other states to emulate. Health and Family Welfare Minister Paiwang Konyak today inaugurated the office complex of Drug Control Administration cum Nagaland Drug Laboratory at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima. Commissioner and Secretary Health and Family Welfare Department V. Gezo, Principal Director Health Dr. Ritu Tur, along with senior officers from the department were also present during the inauguration. Additional Drug Controller, Controlling and Licensing Authority, Health Department, W.H. Button said the office building was constructed under the central government scheme of strengthening of state drug regulatory system. He informed that the first phase of the project, which includes the infrastructure of the Nagaland Drug Laboratory, started in the year 2020 and completed in September 2023. The second phase of the project will be for the establishment of the Nagaland Drug Laboratory, which is under active consideration of the Ministry for approval. The laboratory on establishment will have a capacity to test 1,000 samples per annum. It will help in control of substandard medicines in the state and also assure quality medicines to the general public. Conservator of Forest N. Sentil Kumar has stressed on the need for collaboration to protect unique ecosystem. Speaking at a wildlife sensitization program at Mukuchung, Kumar highlighted the significance of working together to create a synergy that can safeguard the natural world. Assistant Conservator of Forest Alem Wopang Imchen urged the youth to embrace their responsibility in preserving the environment. Imchen also commended the joint councils of Nokpu and other villages for their unwavering commitment to safeguard natural heritage. Wildlife Warden Dimapu Tokaho Kinimi emphasized the critical importance of wildlife conservation, stressing that the preservation of wildlife is now a necessity for collective survival in an era of increasing human-wildlife interaction. During the program, the wildlife wing of Dimapu also conducted a field demonstration to educate the community on mitigating human-elephant interactions, contributing to a safer coexistence with these magnificent creatures. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Mukuchung Tsovise Pochi has directed all government employees to prepare for election duty for Lok Sabha elections 2024. The Deputy Commissioner instructed all heads of offices operating within the district to provide a comprehensive list of employees and department vehicles before 17 October. Pochi said any staff member nearing retirement within 6 months or currently on study or medical leave should have their status explicitly mentioned, supported by relevant documentary proof, and emphasised that any deliberate acts of commission or omission will be treated seriously. Pochi further added that failure to provide a complete list of employees under each establishment will result in strict disciplinary actions in accordance with election law. District Project Officer Gifre Land Resources Department, Lipichem, said in a district like Gifre, there is shortage of meat production and that it is up to the local populace to fill the requirements. Speaking at a five-day program on piggery management for rural youths organized by Agricultural Technology Management Agency and Krishi Vigyan Kendra Gifre, Lipichem appealed the participants to be a part of the progress to uplift the economy of the district by taking part actively in piggery management. He added that there is nothing like farming because it keeps us healthy and at the same time ensures nutritional security. Lipichem further assured the participants to extend all possible help in the upliftment of rural youth through livelihood activities. During the training program, various topics including poultry management, cultivation of maize, winter vegetable, livestock and fish farming system, agro-metrological advisory, demonstration of mushroom cultivation and FSSAI license and startups were discussed. Deputy Commissioner Zeminu Dr. Tino Jungshi Chang said Pata passbooks will be issued to all allottees, whether government entities or private individuals and organizations. The Deputy Commissioner said this step has been taken for the efficient management and maintenance of government land holdings by various government departments and private individuals within Zeminu Town. He said government departments operating within the district, which possess physical structures located on allotted government land, and private individuals who have been granted land allotments are required to submit their applications, allotment orders and supporting documents to the Deputy Commissioner's office in Zeminu with immediate effect. The Deputy Commissioner said the Pata passbooks will only be issued after a thorough physical verification of the site by technical personnel from the Land Record and Survey Office in coordination with the District Administration of Zeminu. And now, 20 News, here are the main points again. Health and Family Welfare Minister Paiwang Konyak credits Kayakalp initiative as a boost to communities' involvement in health units. Duensang District Hospital gets Kayakalp Award 2022-23 for state's best district hospital. Drug Control Administration cum Nagaland Drug Laboratory Office, inaugurated at Kohima. Conservator of Forest N. Sentil Kumar stresses on the need for collaboration to protect unique ecosystem. And Deputy Commissioner Mukukchung Tsuvise Rinpoche issues directive to all government employees to prepare for Lok Sabha 2024 election duty. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.